I know it's been a while since I spoke to you about the married man, and I thought it was time. Now I'm laid in bed, thinking about him and all the things we got up to. So I left you with us just leaving the field, smiling, horny, and wanting a lot more. And that's exactly what we got. So I used to sneak him in the back door when my parents were out. I would send him a text and say, "Are you gonna leave her at home and come and spend time in my bed?" And he'd say, "Coast clear." And I'd say, "Oh, yes." So, when it got a bit dark, he would come down the side of the house, open the gate, knock twice on the back door. Instantly sent flutters through my pussy just by looking at him and knowing how naughty I was being. But it gave me such a thrill. I wanted it more and more and more. I told him to sit down at the kitchen table, and I straddled across him on his lap. I had my chemise on and a little silky robe, no panties, and I loved teasing him and telling him he can't put his hands between my legs. I just wanted to let him just have that nice smell of pussy. And then I'd get him to kiss me. Seductively, rampantly, he'd stick his fingers between my legs and finger fuck me at my dinner table. I can tell you on more than one occasions, I came on his jeans and I had to get him to take them off, let me wash them, put them in the dryer before he went home again. Of course, he didn't stay at the kitchen table. And it wasn't just his fingers. We then move to the living room, where I took off my robe and off my chemise, and I sat there naked, my legs astride, him wrapping them around his shoulders, and that lovely beard of his just rubbed against my smooth pussy before his tongue went wild. He definitely knew what he was doing. And as wrong as it was, it always felt so right. I loved the way he looked at me as he was tonguing my clit. He'd say, "You're fucking amazing, Eva." And I'd say, "You're fucking amazing too." And I'm gonna leave that there. And at some point next week, let's delve a little bit deeper, literally. But yeah, I hope you liked going down memory lane with me.